This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There and the universe is being good to you. It's Friday, last Friday of March, the 29th, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting a fabulous day. The Good Day Gang is all together. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria's going to tell us about her 30-mile walk from one end of Nashville to the other 15 times. After we get Jennifer in line for the big story of the hour, Jen.
Well, you know, this one just really has had me scratching my head. I guess maybe all of us, the story around Jussie Smollett, there's some new developments. When we were talking on yesterday's program, we knew that the FBI was going to start investigating the investigators for dropping those 16 felony counts against Jussie Smollett. Kind of poof, they just went away, and then the records were sealed. And everybody, including the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and the police chief, were saying, wait a second, we know this guy did it. This is a buttoned-up case. Why did these charges disappear? So the FBI is now going to investigate the state attorney's office to see if he got special privilege. But what is so bizarre is you would think, this is what I always said, it's what I said about OJ when he got acquitted, you should just go away. Like, once you avoid charges, or once you avoid actually having to go through the court process, Jussie Smollett, just go away. But his legal team has not, and they've been out and talking about how Jussie Smollett still maintains his innocence. He himself still says, I'm my mother's son, there's no way that I could do this. And his legal team was out there yesterday saying that they believe that those two Nigerian brothers, the Osundario brothers, actually either... that they're lying, number one, that they said Jussie Smollett paid him to attack him, but that they may have been wearing white face when they attacked Jussie Smollett, which is why he said that two white men wearing MAGA hats attacked them. So now this guy, his legal team, is doubling down and saying that these guys may have put white makeup on to trick Jussie Smollett so that they could attack him. A full roll under the bus for these Olsendario brothers. It's so bizarre. It
why do we care? Why in the world do we give a damn?
Everybody
does. Why? Well, yeah, but
because this case is so bizarre. It's so bizarre. A friend of mine, as you mentioned, we were in Nashville for a couple of days, and one of our girls is a lawyer, and I was asking her between the college scandal thing and this case, just the different ins and outs of the law. The city of Chicago now wants restitution for $130,000, which is extra bizarre.
That was another piece of the story, yeah.
Yeah, so if he was guilty, and the city of Chicago feels that he is guilty of staging this and wasting police time, they want $130,000 for the overtime that was paid to investigate this attack. So obviously the city feels he's guilty. The prosecutor has the right, apparently, to drop these charges, but it's just so weird. Why? Why are
you doing this? And was there outside influence? Because a lot of people are saying that she was taking text messages from one of his lawyers or associates who was trying to get her to transfer the jurisdiction of the investigation, and so was the state attorney's office compromised in all of this? And I think USA, why do
we care? Were why? Well, right. What's in it for them?
Well, I think she's kind of Kim Fox is the state attorney, and I think she seems to be kind of someone who wanted to be on an upward trajectory. I think in her political career, so that it could be something. But when you ask why we care, it's because there's been a lot of talk about whether or not we can trust our justice system and if it's really equal for every American.
No, the answer to that is no.
Yeah, we've had these conversations before about race playing a part. But really, I think above race, more than anything else in this country, what separates you, and it just so happens to be race has some socioeconomic impact as well. But our justice system is really based on economics. Are you wealthy? Are you not? Are you powerful? Are you not? That seems to be today's biggest question. Yeah, who do you know? How do you get out? What's your influence? And if that's true, that's something that should be important to all
of us.
That
is a good conversation. Yeah, that part of it, yes, Jennifer, I agree with you. Interesting that you had these conversations while you were gone, Victoria. Not that you don't want to, when you have your little time off, you get away and you start talking about other things. But this is something, you're right, that people talk about. I'm not saying that they don't talk about it. I'm not denying that. I'm just wondering why. And Jennifer just underscored a reason for it. And this is something that sort of clouds or infiltrates a lot of things that go on in this country from one side of the country to another, up and down and all around. The system has become, as has much of the rest of our societal existence, become corrupted. It has become there's nothing wrong with having money. As a matter of fact, if you understand the spirit of the Bible, what God teaches, if you believe in God or you believe in spirit, you believe in universal intelligence, abundance is a favorable thing, is something that is good, something desirable, something helpful, depending on, I guess, what you do with it. And so I don't guess. Actually, I know what you do with it. So in this circumstance, using money for good things is fabulous. Using money for bad things and the kinds of, whether it's this sort of thing or the corruption that exists in getting youngsters into college, this thing, that's another one of these crazy things that goes way beyond what we even have heard about in the last 2 weeks. It is so pervasive who knew? I sure as heck didn't know. I don't know whether you ladies knew or not. The average person had no idea how corrupt the college admission process is in this country, whether it's a big school, a small school, wealthy school, not a wealthy school. The system is corrupt. So how many, I guess we could ask the question, think about your life. Think about what your life touches, who it touches. And can you honestly say that everybody that you know or feel good about is not corrupted in some way, shape, or form? When you think about it that way, there isn't probably anybody or very few people who haven't been corrupted by the influence of money. Look at the church. I can remember as a kid, well, not even as a kid, I worked for a guy that ran, I ran a radio station with this fellow in Boston for a couple of years who used to give his friends, the priests and the Monsignor and the bishop and the cardinal, probably $100,000 a year, maybe $150,000, because he felt like he should support the church because he thought the church supported him. The guy had a mental breakdown when he found out that four of the priests that he had befriended were involved in the pedophile scam. He was that naive. He used his money, he thought, to help these people who he thought were helping people in need. That's, he gave his money. Okay, Father O'Brien says, Mr. Mike, I've got, I need $10,000 to help this mission over here. So Mr. Mike writes a check for $10,000, and where does the $10,000 go? Doesn't go to the youth organization, I'll tell you that. So it makes no difference, that's the point I'm making, what level we're on here. We have a world that is corrupted. Are we all corrupted? No. Are we all corruptible? I don't know. If somebody came to me and said, I'll give you $1 million if you kill Jennifer, would I do it? No. But if somebody said...
But if someone said, I'll give you $1 million to kill Victoria, it's up to
grabs. Well, think about that.
You
know what I mean.
And now you confessed on the air.
Yeah. But the thing is that that's part of the human condition. And that's kind of what we talk about. Most of us go on vacation with your girlfriends. You talk about what's going on in the world, how crazy it is. Look, can you believe what that guy did? And then when we are at the dinner table, the kids say to each other, can you believe what that kid did in school today? And so it goes on and on and on and on.
But the money and the corruption thing, that's, you're right, that's completely pervasive in pretty much every corner of our lives. And the going back to the Jussie Smollett thing, there are rumors now that the charges were all dropped because the city of Chicago can't afford to lose Empire shooting in Chicago.
There
and if Jussie Smollett was found to be guilty, then the show would be canceled. Fox has kind of been on the fence and has not really said much about renewing the show. Now
the ratings have been tanking. Yeah,
and now that now there's renewed interest in the show, and Taraji Henson has said, "I knew all along he was innocent," and all this other stuff. And so now there's renewed interest, and so Fox, now that the charges have been dropped, Fox will continue shooting the show most likely. And so that's a lot of money that the city of Chicago makes.
She has a lot of starch. A lot of she's doing very well. Movies coming out this week. Is it this week? Next week, Sam Rockwell, and she have a very interesting movie.
That looks really good.
Her career is fabulous. So does her career and her statue, her stature, have enough behind it to influence what goes on here? Because she's probably of that group, the one who's making the most money.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do for you?
And whenever a show, like in New York or Chicago or in L.A., whenever a show is filmed in a city, the city makes so much money off of it.
Yeah.
New York has, in the last 10 years, has practically begged shows to film in New York because
look at Law and Order and all the things, the franchise that was created, how much it re-gentrified the Chelsea Pier area down there where all those old warehouses were falling apart. Dick Wolf buys three or four buildings and redoes them and all the everything around there, the restaurants, the service entities that were down in that corner, the hotel that was down. We used to stay at the hotel across the street, not far from Ground Zero, actually. All that area was influenced. Los Angeles wouldn't exist. There's the example of a complete corporate entity that is the city. There isn't anybody that lives or works in Los Angeles that isn't affected or touched somehow by the entertainment business. Everything supports that business. I don't think I've ever been in a place that was so wholly focused. Everything, all the services, all the opera, everything is touched somehow or other by entertainment. So, that's one of the reasons there's so much money in Los Angeles. Well, the other side, the contrast is there are a lot of poor people that live in Los Angeles, too. Why is it that there's such a dichotomy? People ask that question. How come there's so many rich people in L.A.? How come so many poor people in L.A.? And so, it goes around and around. I think Jussie Smollett, there's nothing, my gut doesn't leave me feeling that he's a wonderful human being, or that this thing is, I'm a victim here. My instincts, if I trust, and I do trust my instinct, there's something else here. Don't know what it is, and I can't want to say I don't care what it is, but my job is to talk about things whether we care about them individually or not, because as both the ladies have said here, there's a lot of focus on it. Something else that we started to talk about this week, Victoria, to which or for which I am thankful, because it helps set up something that's an idea for lots of farms. There's a new operation, new organization that's helping people get rid of things that they have around their home, and it helps in this particular instance to support the family farmers. So we're using as an example my farm, Eastley Farm. The Eastley Farm Educational Foundation benefits from you giving to it, donating a car or a truck if you got one, motorcycle, boats, trailers. Donations will qualify for tax deduction. You always are supposed to consult your tax professional when it comes to things like this. But there's a lot of good that can be done from helping organizations like this. So call 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or you can go online to thedjvshow.com or to eastleyfarm.com and figure out what you can do, fill out the form, and take the tax deduction and help worthwhile causes. 888-342-GIVE, or you go to djvshow.com. Look for the Donate Your Car button, okay? It's kind of it's a strong focus, a good thing. And I'm thankful that people are being helped and the animals that are being helped are thankful. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone, so I'm gonna love you now like it's all I have. I know it'll kill me when it's over. I don't wanna think about it. I want you to love me now. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone.
Voice of John Legend. One of the solid performers today in music, in my opinion. He's partnering with the producer of American Idol on a new music-based reality program. The Get Lifted film company that he's developed, working with Simon Lithgow's Legacy Productions, produced the new reality show Love at First Song. Oh, I can sing love songs to the lady. That'd be nice. Show will create couples through emotional performance. This is kind of a creative approach to all the, whether you want to call it reality or all the singing songs. Singing shows. Isn't he the judge now on The Voice?
Uh-huh.
Isn't John? Yeah. So how does that affect? One would wonder how that would affect him.
I feel like most people besides Blake and Adam are just kind of on that show for one season or they rotate out. So, and I don't know how much of his time it takes up anyway. But this show, when I first heard about it, it sounded kind of weird. But now it sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, it does sound
nice.
Look
at the Masked Singer. That was taken from a South Korean show. This is taken from a Vietnamese show. So maybe the format will work.
Yeah,
it sounds a little weird, but you never know.
Kind of similar to The Masked Singer in that it's basically two single people who are, it's like a blind date, anonymously.
Yeah.
They don't know the other person. They go out and sing together, and then if they have chemistry there, then they'll like live together and write songs together and perform together. But they can swap out with a different performer every week if they want to try and find love.
And you can't be an accomplished musician to do this, right? You have to be somebody who's unknown. Is that part of the rule?
I don't know if you have to be a
working musician,
but
I guess undiscovered, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the example they use is understanding who the next great singing duo would be, perhaps like Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Sonny and Cher, Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's what it's aimed at. So, pretty good idea. Interesting. He said, and Legend says, it's a perfect format to come from a love song legend like me, plus a producer like Simon, with a proven record of launching both hit shows and huge acts. So There's something to look forward to. I guess look for. Great idea. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I, now focused on Eric Clapton. Eric and his Crossroads Guitar Festival, returning for the first time in 6 years, setting up in Dallas this September with a lineup of, let's see who's on the bill here, Gary Clark Jr., Bonnie Raitt, Jeff Beck, Sheryl Crow, Vince Gill. There's a bit of eclecticism,
yeah,
in that word.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
Yeah. Festival takes place 20th and 21st of September at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. The lineup includes also Peter Frampton, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, the Buddy Guy Band, Joe Walsh. Wow, this is an interesting group. Derek Trucks, Susan Tedeschi, Los Lobos, Robert Randolph, every day featuring a different set of artists, though Clapton's going to perform at both concerts. Tickets for the Guitar Festival, the Crossroads Festival, go on sale next week. Matter of fact, the 5th, which would be Friday, I think, week from today, isn't it? 10 o'clock Central Time. If you're a city card holder, they're the big bank in Dallas. They have access, giving you access to pre-sale tickets, that sort of thing, between April 2nd and the 3rd, 10 in the morning till 10 at night. All profits from the festival benefit the Crossroads Center in Antigua, which is a rehab center collapsed and put together in the Caribbean. Along with all the music, Crossroads Festival featuring the Guitar Center Village at the Victory Plaza, which is near the arena. Top guitar and gear manufacturers going to host interactive exhibits. Main stage artists will be there to participate in master guitar clinics and some solo performances as well. Village will be open every day from noon until 8. The Guitar Festival marks the 5th installment of this event, which takes place every couple of years. Last year it was held at Madison Square Garden. 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump unchained at a campaign-style rally in Michigan.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
It was the first such rally for President Trump since the special counsel Robert Mueller's report was completed concerning possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The president telling his crowd of supporters,
after 3 years of lies and smears, and slander. The Russia hoax is finally dead.
Democrats still pressing for the full report to be released. A federal judge striking down the Trump administration's alternative to Obamacare. The administration wanted to let small businesses band together and set up health insurance plans that would skirt requirements of the Affordable Care Act. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just get you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Weather and traffic together on the 8th here. Coming up in a matter of moments on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi.
Hi.
Jennifer Horn is here. Hi. Terry Keenan is here. Hi.
Hi.
Kara Schillen is here.
Hello.
Hi. Is that what I sound like?
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so Victoria's turn to take the world by the horns and bring us up to date on something important.
By the horns.
What? By the horns.
Jen. I went, hey, not so fast.
Hold on to
don't
those.
Be it. You know what? That's a real laugher, Dougie. You don't fake laugh that. That was good stuff. Some of the best material we've had all day.
Which one of the items are you talking about that made you laugh? But the part where I said I'd pay somebody $1 million to bump you off?
Ugh, that's just bizarre.
I'm not sure
what you fantasized about this is what I don't like.
Just a second here.
Yeah.
Victoria, how long have you been around me?
3 years.
Okay.
We just hit our 3-year anniversary.
All right. So, and in those 3 years, you've never heard me say, think, or be bizarre. This is it, right? This is...
Oh, no, it happens on the regular. I just am, you know, I've been away for a few days, so I just haven't heard it. I've got desensitized to it now.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I'm remembering how weird you are.
Thank you. Isn't that nice? Very sweet. All right, so what do we have that that satisfies all of our weirdness?
Well, this is a bit of a weird story, and having just flown into Newark Airport yesterday, this was actually something that was being talked about at the airport itself. The budget airline WOW Air has actually just collapsed and has completely ceased existence, closed all of their canceled all their flights, closed up shop. And many customers apparently took to social media in disbelief, discovering that their flights to and from Iceland had just been canceled completely. This was a budget airline that people... I have so many friends who have flown on this airline, and I think Newark Airport was one of their U.S. hubs, even though technically I think this was a Scandinavian company. But these were... these 1,000 staff just gone. They cut 111 jobs, and the fleet, I guess, was cut down to 11 planes to reduce costs, and then now everything is just gonzo, as Doug would say. So this guy who started, the entrepreneur who started the company, the CEO, entrepreneur, Skúli Mogensen, he won Marketing Man of the Year in Iceland in 2017, National Businessman of the Year in 2011, 2016, and so he founded this firm. It had 3.5 million passengers a year, and these purple planes, you could see them wherever you were, really. Mostly, I think, it was just pretty much Newark Airport up to Iceland and back. But no more purple planes. There were a few that were just grounded, and you could see at Newark Airport yesterday, last night when I landed, and this was definitely something that people were talking about at the airport.
Yeah, they leave from BWI, too, and my best friend is in Iceland right now. So yesterday...
And has no way of getting home.
Yeah, so I, like you said, I know a bunch of people who've gone in the last few years because you can get flights for so cheap, and I'm kind of curious how Iceland's tourism industry is going to be impacted because they're just starting to really get going. So many people have been going in the last few years. But yeah, anyway, so... I actually saw the story yesterday morning, and I sent it to my friend and said, holy crap, is this going to impact you? And she said, thank you so much for sending this. They hadn't even gotten a notification from from WOW Airlines yet. Like, the article was already out, and they hadn't even been told by WOW that their flight was canceled. So luckily, they were able to get a flight on Iceland Air out of there. Lots of other people weren't able to, or flights went up to, like, $1,500, like, three times what they normally are.
Well,
and it's pretty crazy.
It's called, I guess, entrepreneur capitalism. The main airline in Iceland is Iceland Air. Another outfit started in the last couple of years called Norwegian, which is a state-run airline that's doing about the same thing. They're running from Europe through Reykjavik and into the United States, also into Europe to a certain extent. And they, I'm looking at some of the reviews now online. I know WOW Air existed, but I wouldn't have ever paid much attention to it. Iceland Air has always been a fairly well-run airline. They're still flying 757s between American cities into Reykjavik and then from Reykjavik into Europe. And it has always been a fairly inexpensive airline. They've been able to survive. You look at some of the reviews on WOW Air, the first thing you see is a circle, the purple logo, and, you know, that stop it, the thing like stop smoking, you know, whatever, what do they call a circle with a line through it? I don't know if there's some reference.
Don't do what you mean. Yeah.
Okay, don't do it. Okay, so there's that. It really ceases to amaze me. All the airlines are pretty much the same. They offer the same mediocre service to bad service. There is only one or two airlines in the world that really stand out, and they are mostly associated with the Middle East, where people who put these airlines together have a lot of money, and they spend it to get people who have a lot of money. That's what they want for clientele. So in this circumstance, there's a race to the bottom here, and we see it every day on American, United, Delta, Southwest. The only airline
that I am now sensing, and I don't fly them. I fly American. I spent another hour and a half fighting with somebody in American yesterday. And I keep asking myself, what the hell am I doing this for? They screw up so much stuff. The lady kept apologizing to me for the mess that they created and the time it took for us to straighten it out. JetBlue came about pretty much the same way that this guy, Morganson, put his airline together. But it's a whole, you got to know who your audience is or where they are. A comparable circumstance to what was created at WOW, the business study would be Spirit Airlines in America. I've always said an airline that has no reason to exist. It is a horrible airline if you've ever flown them. But they've gotten
people
enough.
Love paying $30 for a flight to Florida. If you're on the East Coast, people love
especially
Spirit
for a
airline.
Short haul. It fills a need, I think.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I don't doubt that it fills a need. I'm just telling you that the guy who runs it is a cur, and the way he has basically understood, as you just said, what the need is, what the audience is just jam in, put more seats.
Yeah.
The average clearance
fare, we'll
I think.
You take your purse. Right.
Right. Yeah. You take anything and, you on the plane other than the clothing that you have on your back and you'll pay for it.
My friend
really
calls it the witness protection airline because if you bring any personal belongings with you, they'll charge you for it. So you just have to get on with the clothes on your back and that's it.
Yeah, I was talking with my roommate about that yesterday, and I said I would only use it if I was going somewhere tropical where I was just going to swim and all I needed was a bathing suit and that's it.
Yeah.
My cousin, when she would go to Vegas from L.A., would dress in layers. She'd start with her bathing suit. She'd put clothes on top of it, and she'd go on the plane like the Marshmallow Man and sit in there because... How she would beat the system of having to pay for a suitcase.
That's
I'm just
awesome.
Looking at pictures. If you look at the preview of Spirit Airline, and I think, again, the same thing, the people who are riding, I'm looking at a picture somebody posted last July of the seating arrangement in the WOW planes. They're so close together. I couldn't imagine how anybody who was taller than I was even could get into these seats. It's tricky.
I just don't understand. If you have people who already bought tickets, how do you just close up shop in one day and abandon all the people who have already paid you?
What are the ramifications? If there's no money...
you got to go. Yeah.
It
makes me think of the wedding dress company. Remember, it was at Alfred Angelo. I can't remember who went out of business that stranded all of those ladies with their wedding dresses.
The friend who's in Iceland was in a wedding last year where the bride, that happened to the company that she was using. And
Jeez.
Thank God my friend already had her dress, but multiple people didn't have their dresses yet, and they were screwed and had to go to another place and try and find similar dresses. But I'm just starting to think I'm bad luck. Victoria, I'm just amazed that you didn't get stuck in Nashville because we were talking earlier this week about that Norwegian cruise. I know someone who was on that cruise. There's a lot of weird travel stories this week.
And they're all connected to you.
I'm looking at what they used for airplanes. They had all older model A330, for the benefit, the bigger Airbuses that have been cast aside and they aren't used anymore by the airlines. They were on the market and they were cheap.
But they're pink, so let's leave them alone because I love that. Did you see how pretty the plates are? They're like
bright purple.
Bright purple. Yeah.
Right.
Magenta.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So that's that story. Anybody have any other comments? I certainly wouldn't want to.
I feel bad for people stuck in Iceland.
Yep, or elsewhere.
It's a great excuse if you want to extend your vacation, though. You say, I'm sorry, Mr. Boss Man, I can't come home. I'm stuck.
Today, we celebrate National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Pretty appropriate after that story. Our economy is really built here in America on small businesses, mom and pop organizations. This is the last mom and pop radio organization, and mom isn't even here. It's just pop. There are 27 million of us, 27 million small business owners in our country. So today we all collectively celebrate Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Established this recognition, established by Rick and Margie Siegel in honor of their parents and the successful hat shop that they opened back in the 30s. It grew into a big clothing shop, 10,000 square foot, clothing shop. Special day to appreciate the long hours, hard work, the dedication it takes to run any small business. Jennifer and her family have been running a radio slash digital talk business for now, what, 25, 30 years? How long is that?
We started in 1983.
83? So, wow. I thought it was the late 80s. Okay, so that's superb. Another entrepreneurial adventure. But is it easy? No. Is it rewarding?
Yeah,
it is. Especially if you are like Jennifer's father and me, and we don't like working for anybody. But we are, in fact, working for hundreds of people. In my case, hundreds of radio stations. Actually, for Jennifer's company, it's millions of people who can hear the product that's produced by that company. Is it easy for us to compete in the workplace? No. Is it rewarding? Yes. Do you feel good at the end of the day knowing that you're here at the end of another day? Sometimes over rather rigorous objections of people who are collectors. Yeah, right. That's good stuff. Sports news and related items, I guess. The president has said that the funding for the Special Olympics will, in fact, not be cut, because there had been a proposed cut. But anyway, he said, I just told my people Special Olympics will be funded.
Thank God. That was just... Oh, Betsy DeVos is a waste of space.
She's
Every single thing she does. Oh, my gosh.
Nothing special. Well, it's interesting that in the last couple of weeks, Trump has overridden two of the department heads, the Education Department here with Special Olympics and the FAA with the grounding of the 737s. And he basically didn't tell either one of them until he made the announcement that, you know, we're changing. Nobody called over the White House and said, you guys change your position on this. Trump just goes public and says, yep, okay, next. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Excuse me. Did you lose your congestion and all of your allergies when you were in Nashville, or did you keep
No, everything got so bad that it got so much worse. And I thought New Jersey was the worst allergy state. As soon as I got out of the airport, and we had only walked a block, and my eyes just started tearing like I was crying. My nose completely started running. I had the worst allergy attack the whole time I was there. It was nuts. Absolutely
spring.
Nuts. I guess so, yeah, because everything's sort of in bloom there, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the Olympics, Special Olympics will get funded. Robert Kraft is trying to suppress the video that is floating around in the prostitution case. I don't know.
That's going to go public, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he's trying to suppress it.
Not that I want to see that, because that's probably just gross.
Nah, it's gross, right. And one of the Patriots coaches, Greg Schiano, I think is how he's pronouncing his name, is leaving. And he wouldn't say why, but there's a suggestion that has something to do with Kraft and what went on with him. I don't know what his deal is, what his religious beliefs are, or what his personal beliefs are.
He was Rutgers head coach for a while. He's sort of a New Jersey hero because he really turned the program around. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He wasn't popular down in Tampa Bay. I know that. Mm-hmm. He wasn't retained either as Ohio State's defensive coordinator. So anyway, that's how he got to New England. Jen, we have a few seconds for a television report for tonight.
Well, got a lot of good stuff on television tonight. This weekend's going to be a big basketball weekend, but if you need something tonight, I would check out The Blacklist. There are two episodes, new ones, one at 8, one at 9 on NBC. This weekend on Sunday, again, if you need a distraction from basketball, the season premiere of Veep happens on HBO at 10:30. That's a popular show. Oprah's Super Soul Sunday on the OWN Network, that's at 11. And Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ladies, the season premiere at 9 o'clock on Sunday.
The DJV program, keeping up with what's going on in the world at 10 before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the hot hits in technology news this week. And here to do that, Victoria Keelan, taking us from number 5 to number 1. First story is, I find myself intrigued and want to buy some of the stock as it becomes available for a public offering. Pinterest is doing that. So what's the story, Victoria?
Yes, Pinterest is the latest Silicon Valley company to file for an initial public offering, and this is a San Francisco-based social network. However, they are making sure that they do not label themselves as a social network. It's an image board site, and so Pinterest is still not profitable, even though it's been around for years and years at this point. But they said that they earned more than $750 million in revenue last year. However, that was still not more than their debt. So Pinterest cut its losses from nearly $200 million in 2016 down to just under $75 million annually. And Pinterest will go public on the New York Stock Exchange. It will join Uber and Lyft, and Postmates and a lot of, and Airbnb. Those are the types of other IPOs that we've seen recently. Pinterest launched in 2010, and it primarily makes money by attracting advertisers to the platform. Pinterest says it has more than 250 million monthly active users who have created more than 4 billion Pinterest boards, and a cumulative 175 billion pins have been saved. And so 2 billion searches a month, and it just, it's, I don't know. I don't understand. I think Pinterest had a little blip of a moment of popularity. I can't even believe that this is going public in 2019, because I don't know a single person who's using Pinterest anymore. So to go back to what you were saying, Doug, about investing, I would say don't do it. Don't invest in this.
All right. So I'm just taking the minus sign or the circle and putting a line through it there. Number four this week, as we head toward number one, is a focus on United Parcel Service.
Yes, UPS and a startup drone partner have begun the first commercial drone deliveries in the U.S., making a short flight carrying a medical sample between North Carolina hospitals earlier this week, which is pretty cool. The deliveries using a drone made by Matternet take less time than the vehicles used by hospitals in the Raleigh-Durham area. UPS plans to make multiple flights daily for the hospital system, and this is actually something that not this same company, but drones have been partnering with the Red Cross, and I believe we talked about this story last year even, with drones delivering blood supply to different countries in Africa and different rural regions through the Red Cross. And so this is just yet the next step. Again, drones are wonderful and have a great use. However, there's always a complication anytime you're in airspace, especially around airports. So I don't know how far this will go for UPS, but in rural areas, it makes a lot of sense. Saves time, saves, it's environmentally friendly. There isn't, you know, there are no carbon emissions and things like that. So it makes a ton of sense. And kudos to UPS for being the first one to do this. I'm sure FedEx and everyone else will follow.
Of course, because these guys always do. Follow the leader. Okay, next up, the software fix for the 737. Wait till you see or hear or find how long it's going to take them to implement this fix for the 737 Maxes, Victoria.
Well, we've all been waiting for the fix. How are we going to fix this problem of the Boeing 737 MAXs? And the FAA has said that they have tentatively approved a sweeping software and pilot training change, and that will allow pilots to exert more control over the automated system, which is essentially what caused those two deadly crashes, Lion Air and then the other crash in Ethiopia. Two weeks ago. So we'll see if this actually works. I don't know if a software update is going to really do it, but
training. There's a lot of stuff in there. Okay, let's keep going here. Number two this week is Facebook.
Facebook has been charged with allegedly allowing housing advertisers to discriminate against users based on race, sex, and disability. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, has charged Facebook for violating the Fair Housing Act. This has been a rumor that's been going around for at least a year and a half, and I'm not surprised at all. And this is, once again, Facebook completely screwing up.
Well, number one, Apple, and something that's probably not a screw-up.
Yeah, Apple unveiled its new Apple News subscription service, the Apple Card credit card, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. People seem very excited about this. The Apple News Plus service adds 300 magazines to the app. It includes The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, and Vogue. And it's $9.99 a month.
Are interested in what they're going to do in their television department as well. All right, that's good. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keeman, Doug.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.